Okay, so we will call the Development Review Board meeting for 11:06 to order. And the first order of business is to approve the minutes from our May 7th meeting, which is on the agenda.
I can move approval since I recused myself from part of it.
Okay. You were still here, so.
Yeah.
I move that we accept the minutes.
Okay.
Second.
Seconded by Richard. Okay, so the minutes from the May 7th, 2024 meeting have been approved. And the third order of business is to consider permit number 34-24 for a commercial sign in business for Peekaboo Blessed Foods by Christy and Andrew Parker. Mm-hmm. So I was just going to ask the same thing.
It's Andre Parker.
Andre, okay. So Andre, and is Christy here?
That's my mother. She can't.
She's not in attendance. Okay. Parker and the abutting landowners are Thomas and Jacqueline Bratchell, Eric and Danielle Schneider, Roger Morin, and Israel
Suarez.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. So, what is your signage to look like, and what do you have present, I guess?
Okay, so I can start off first with what the logo is going to look like. So we want to go with the idea of a black bear for it being Vermont. So just a bear, and we named it off of Peekaboo because she always wanted a hidden spot that you'd find, and it felt like rewarding if you can find it, per se. So this was when we lived in Mass. We didn't have a bear at that time. It was just Peekaboo.
Okay.
When we came up here, we decided to add the bear to the logo, and its counterpart.
I can see, but where is this located?
Okay, so...
I know it's near Roger, but I have no... What building?
It's Clem's house. Clem's old house.
Oh, up on the hill. Round house. I've seen people working up there, so I had a feeling that might be...
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
So that's the first logo, and then this is the second one for when we serve any type of snacks or anything through it.
Okay.
There you go. So that's the logo we're working with. She already had a banner made by Men for Magog Press. They already made a vinyl banner, because we know that there's no billboards up here, so just a vinyl banner that will go on the edge of the driveway when you come up, where people can see it off the road in like a safe distance, which, thanks to Roger, I know where that is now, because when they dropped the shed, they put it in a bad location at first, and if you guys drove by, you probably would have seen it, as the two doors in the front.
Yeah.
Roger was going to let me know, don't put it there because it's not legal, so we moved it, which is right here. We moved it all the way back. So you see the distance from the road where this arrow is. This is where we currently are now. So this is when you enter the driveway. Now we're way up near our house.
So, Rich, if you're not familiar, it's kind of in the S-curves up there through Troy. You did have the shed kind of right here at the end of the driveway.
Yep.
So you'll come into the driveway and it'll be located to the left.
So when you come in the driveway, you take a left and then you bear a little slight right, which I'll show you in another image. That's where now the shed is.
Okay. Yeah. All right, and then you have to walk. Okay.
Yeah, it's actually...
Did you see that?
This one right here.
Yeah,
this helped you guys out a lot.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Okay.
That will...
Oh, that's a shed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I was like, I'm like, okay, I'll show it.
Yep, perfect.
So the entryway's not on this because for some reason Walmart doesn't know how to print. But it was this one. But when you get on the road and you come up, when you get up here, this is where the sheds are now. So this is the actual shed. It's only a 6x12 shed because we're not cooking in the shed. We're cooking in the house, and then the food goes in a warmer in the shed to serve people on the go. Because we want to make sure, I got spoke with Roger. I don't want to block traffic for his tenants, and I don't want people stopping on 100 and breaking.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
We want it to be when you get up here on our property here, when you take this right, this shed's first. Then the other two are right here, and you just curve right back around, and you go out. So we make our driveway like a small...
Like a little loop.
Yeah, like a little loop, just to go in. We're going to gravel that and just circle in and go right back around. So we did that because, out of respect for Roger, I don't want his tenants being stuck. Like, oh, there's someone here, I didn't want that. So And this is the distance from the house to the shed. So we're about, I want to say, 295 yards from the house. That's how much of a gap there is in between. And then this is coming out the driveway. So we're always going to have people direct traffic when we're open. We're only trying to open 3 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. The hours we want to do is 11 a.m. to about 3 p.m. No long extended time.
Okay.
But when people go, we're going to have people directing to make sure they stay on the right side of the path. They come up, and then when they leave, they bear right, and they just go straight back down and exit out. Because that was my main concern of respect for other people that use the same road. And Roger being a split road with us, I want to make sure of that. So.
And are you going to be doing this like for seasonal during the summer?
Winter is the goal. We thought, yeah, because we're going to be serving chili. So, like, my mother, being from down south, as I was telling him earlier, she was from Farmville, North Carolina. Population was only like 200. So this is like the same environment for her, just mountains in the background.
Sure.
She doesn't want long extended days. She wants to do something for winter time. She's thinking about the skiers, the people that ride, and they come and they want a bowl of chili. And we're going to have a Facebook page as well, so okay. People can order on that. And when they order, we'll have it ready to go because nothing's being cooked by the order. Mm-hmm. It's already going to be cooked in the morning, and then it's sitting in a warmer all day in by closing time. And it's just being served with cornbread on top of that because she makes cornbread with it. So that's literally the business. Same thing, you get a waffle cabinet from Jay Peak, they just do waffles. Or you go to Me So Hungry, they just do ramen. She wants to do the same thing with the chili.
Okay.
So if all goes well and it's a hit, a success, that would be great. And if it does, then maybe we can think about spring and summer for other items. But right now, the chili is her main goal. A winter business is her main goal.
And the dimensions of your signage, what are the exact dimensions of your sign?
I'll have to look it up in my email. It's not too big. It's like, if I had to guess, it would be like from here to where her elbow is. And it's a vinyl, type sign.
And it's vinyl, also it's kind of temporary signage.
Yeah. Like it's going to be, it's going to be on the bottom. It's not even going to be toward the street. It's going to actually be on the bottom of this shed. So right here,
okay.
We're putting it across that, the bottom of the shed.
Okay, so it's not even going to be
Not on the road at all. I'm just going to have, I've seen other people give me ideas. They have arrows that point to where the business is. Like some guy had a really creative idea that was when you go to Newport, he had a sign and it was an arrow and it would say this way, can you smell the food? Then there'd be another arrow that would say, keep going, you're almost there.
Yeah.
Then there's another arrow that said, you're here finally.
Yeah.
I just want to have like three arrows coming up and then the peekaboo sign would be placed right
on
below,
your building.
On the actual shed, yeah.
Okay, attached to the building. Okay.
So just a question from it. So since it's going to be on the building and not on the road, it still requires a permit?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just trying to understand.
Yeah, kind of looked at that too, even if it's to the building.
Okay.
Too.
Just didn't we have that issue down right across the street over here with
Julie.
Yeah, Julie. Didn't
we
have them situation?
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. Affixed or painted to the building. It's subject to conditional use review. Yep. So on item 3. So that was section 317 of the bylaws, and then item number 3 listed there. Anybody have any feedback or discussion or concerns, Roger?
I wish them well in their endeavor, but I have a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. One was the signposting. This is a very dangerous intersection that we're at. Mm-hmm. And if I may just show you a couple of pictures here that I've taken. I'm no photographer or anything else. This is the route from Route 100 to Clem's Way. And as you can see, from a crest of the hill to here, there is just 300 feet. And I ain't going to say so far, but in the last, since 1991, when I purchased up there, we've had 2 fatalities in this area. We've had one girl trapped in the car for 2 hours in this area. We had a car off the road on the other side split in 3 pieces. It's a very dangerous intersection.
Sure.
So, you know, my main concern was signage close to it. And when they first put up the shed, which you can see here, whoops, this is where the shed was. And I was concerned that the vision for even my tenants to come out of there is going to be hard to see, depending on where you're going to put your signage up and everything else, you know. We need to keep it to where it'll be back far enough. When Big Bear had a real estate office there, they had a bear, a wooden carved bear, and he was back even more into this area. Mm-hmm. But according to Andre right now, he's saying that they're going to be putting it on the building up above.
Right, or below the building. So it's the building. There's the two windows because they're serving windows. They open. So
okay, it's
going
to be one of your sheds then that you're going to be putting it on. Okay.
Which has since been moved from.
We moved it from there to there. That's why I said Roger told me to move.
Because what happened here, and it was very dangerous to begin with, when they put this building up here, the next thing we knew, we had cars parking on the side of this road. And for what reason, I don't know. I explained to them, it was some of Andre's relatives, and I explained to them they couldn't park there. And one of the answers I got was, why not? We own this property. No, you don't. I have a copy of my deed right here that says that there's three of us that own this property. Now, whether they know what a right-of-way is or not, I don't know. But three of us own that. So from there, the next thing I found out was that they were parking in the driveway to the road to the house. And I said, you can't park there. They were parked in the ditch right along this area right here. They were parked along this ditch. I said, you got to be out of the way of the road. For the wintertime, we got to plow snow. And UPS was having a heck of a time. FedEx was having a heck of a time. And at that time, Andre was trying to plow the road with a four-wheeler. And he ran into problems with that. So it was a real, real messy situation. You know. So finally I told him, I said, look, I plowed this road since 91. And I'm going to take over the road. I'm going to plow up through. I can't wait for an ambulance to try to wiggle up through. And at that time, I had a septic tank problem. I needed a 10-wheeler to come up through. There's no way with Andre plowing the way they were plowing with a little four-wheeler that they were going to get on that road. So I took over the road as far as plowing, like I had since 91 when I bought the property up there and everything else. So from there on, I guess we weren't too bad, you know. Mm-hmm. Things were working good. The only thing that I ran into problems with, and this relates back to where Big Bear was, when I rented the property, my property up there, Big Bear says, well, we're not going to pay you any more for opening and taking care of the road because you got tenants up there and they need to get in and out. So you're going to have to take care of that. I didn't feel that was right, but she had paid for another guy to plow her road out, maintain it, and everything else before. So, not much I could do. I just went ahead and plowed that road. And then, back in 2011, I was able to purchase the adjoining property to my place. And I said, I'm done with Big Bear. I put in a road from Clem's Way over, and this is part of the road right here that I'll show you. And then the Parkers moved in, and they started using that road. Whoa, wait a minute. Of course, I don't know what the communications was between their real estate office or anything else, but I said, we're going to put a stop to this in a hurry. This is a private road that I got here. The realtors that had come up to me asked me about this road, and I said, nope, private road. I funded it. I paid for everything on it, and I don't expect other people to use it. Now my main concern is with the Parkers running the food store and everything else, now I'm going to get people that are going to say, oh, I wonder where that road leads to. Let's go. Yeah, they're going to make a U-turn, and they're going to come up. It's a dead-end road. There's no in or out. It's a dead-end road, just as simple as that. I've posted signs up there, which I've put up, and people can't read, I guess, you know. And then I posted signs.
So do you have a no outlet sign or something so they know it's
dead
end?
No. No, I posted signs at the bottom of the road where you turn onto the road, and it's the same way. You know, just the other day, I was mowing this section along here, and all at once a car went by me. Kind of looked at it in a hurry, and I said, what's going on here, you know? And then I said, well, it's probably my tenant's son, because he's using their grandparents' car. It was a dark brown color and everything else. When I got back up top of the hill, I happened to look, and there's no cars in my tenant's parking lot. But that brown car is in the parkers. So somebody's not getting the message that this is a private road. It's that simple. You know, and I don't expect it. And this is what I'm afraid of. Once that this food thing gets going, I wish you well with it. But I don't want people on my road. So I need to find a way to get them out. And my only thought was, is that when they come out of their road on Clem's Way, is that there'd be a sign in and out, you know? And this way here, they'll kind of know which way they had to go, you know? Unless somebody's got a better idea.
And that's what you're trying to address with your sign.
Yeah, I was going to say, can I respond? Ever since we moved in, like I told Roger, we were new out here. We didn't know, I didn't know a four-wheeler wasn't going to work on the road. If you had a four-wheeler in Mass and you used that to do your driveway, you were good. It was different out here. But one thing about Roger, he can tell you, once he told me, anytime he tells me something, you guys are driving on my property, I'm having a meeting on my house, don't drive on Roger's property. The brown car yesterday was a nurse coming by to visit, so they didn't know any better. But even when they came, I said, you guys can't drive. I'm always on my house.
Well,
don't drive on the property, you know. And then whenever people did go on your property, I called you right away and told you, hey, Roger, when the hunters were there,
yeah.
I called you last year, Roger, there's hunters on your property, just letting you know.
I appreciate things like that, but I'm trying to keep people off me. This is a private road. I paid for this road. This road cost me $25,000 to put in, and I used it for my own benefit because at that time, Big Bear said, we're not paying you anymore for when I rode out. Well, great, I'm done with you. And the minute that I was able to purchase this other property, then I went ahead and I hired loggers to come in. This was all cleared out. This was all woods like you're seeing along here. Mm-hmm. This was all there. They ended up cleaning that all out. And then I hired Munoz Construction. They came in and they laid the road down and put it in and graveled it and everything else. I've been very satisfied with their work. Had no complaints or anything else, but my biggest worry is that with this food thing, are people going to come up and say, well, let's go see where we are?
Loops around to that.
And,
that way, kind of.
You know, I just feel
like... Yeah, you don't have a bird's eye view, but that your driveway is pretty much opposite where their shed is.
Yes, their shed would be... What's if you were to look at it right here, their sheds would be over in here.
And
this is the driveway that's coming down through right here from their house. This is part of the octagon house that I call it.
And then where does this go to?
This goes to
the main road, right?
Diane's Way.
Oh, okay.
All right, there it is right there.
The other side.
This is where that road goes to.
You can see an angle here of it. So this is my driveway going downward, and that's his if you go up that way. So this is coming out of the loop that I was talking about,
and
coming down to staying right. His driveway's further up ahead. That's why I also suggested directing traffic or having the signs that show which direction, because I didn't want them to keep going up.
Right. I would suggest, you know, that there'd be an in and out sign there stating that you're coming in this way and you're going out that way. You're not going to make a U-turn and go up a road. It's a dead-end road, you know.
Yeah, like you can just say the awful 100.
It doesn't
right,
even
just say the
I put that. More signs up on this road.
Hmm.
Nobody reads them. Oh. Nobody reads them. I don't care if you're English, French, Italian, or what. Nobody reads them. And every so often, you'll see a car come up through. Yeah, they're curious. They want to know where the road leads.
Yeah.
You know? But this is my liability. That road is my liability.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the town's. It is not Clem's Way or anything else. This is my whole liability right here. And I don't feel that I need people traveling on this road.
So it sounds like you're going to be mindful and address that as traffic comes through.
That's why I made the loop. In general, because when we were coming up with the idea, I took every cue he said. That's the thing I told Roger. Like, anything you suggest to me, I'm going to listen to it. I'm not going to fight a cop about it.
He does, you know.
And all I thought about when I was making the business, there's a bush there right now that I'm having. Lisa's father's going to take the bush out. I literally said I want it to be where we can loop around because I want to come up on our property and then go back down our property instead of coming up Rogers, because I understand them. You don't want no one going to your property. I get it 100%. And my main goal is whenever we're open, there's always someone watch because we have a camera on that shed. I have a shed next to that where I'm going to be doing work from. So anyone that's coming up, it's, hey, don't go here. But I agree with them. Put a sign that says stop here. Peekaboo's here. You can't miss it because we're going to have it decorated, Christmas lights. Or you know what I mean? So I get everything he's saying. But I told Roger, I took his words to be able to create something that didn't bother. From moving the shed to making a loop and a way out, I did that based off of the information he had told me. So
where would your loop be?
So right here. When you go up on the property, see right here? I don't know if you can see it well, but you know where the shed is? You're coming in because you're lined up where the shed doors
okay,
are.
Okay, so that'd be on top of the hill. Then.
On top of the hill right there. And we're graveling that. So for anybody that comes in, we're doing gravel there for people to go in and out as well so no one gets stuck. And you just loop, so it's our property.
Technically, we actually did a test run, and it had nothing to do with the restaurant or where the shed is. During the 4th of July, family members and people came because, you know, and we do, like, help other people who, you know, come up. They came right up that hill, and when they was coming out to leave, they went around where the shed
was
and the
work.
Open way and went right back out. And there was cars coming in to go up straight up to your property, and it was no problem.
This is, you know, what I would like to see is that, you know, they come in on your property, they loop around, and they go back out.
That's what I'm doing.
Back down to 100.
Yeah.
You know, not turn the other way.
I'm sure
you're going to have people that are going to say, well, I wonder where that road goes.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
And you know me, I'll do my best on my own.
I know you will, but I need to address the situation now.
I agree.
Not wait until after things get done.
Yeah.
And then point out that, whoa, you know, we got a problem here.
Yeah, I understand.
This is what I need to address, and my concern is that people using my road to get off their property.
So if you do, because it's a conditional use, if you do with a conditional that there's directional signage, like you're suggesting, I mean,
I would be happy with that. Okay. I mean, what more can we do?
Yeah,
what more can we do? But I am sick and tired of putting up signs. I've put up signs. Matter of fact, this one right here was on a wire onto a guardrail post, which got stolen. They unhooked the wire off and took a sign.
Some hunters.
And that was at the bottom. There were four-wheeler tracks around it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say anymore.
Yeah.
But that sign, I replaced the sign again. I can only do so much on this road, and I didn't mean it for other people to use it. It was meant for me and my tenants, and that was it.
Just out of interest, since you have the loop, is there room on the road for the loop for traffic going both directions?
Yeah, so
yeah, sounded like
that's what we did.
We tested it because, like, every time our family comes up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, we want to test because we've been trying to figure it out because our car's already up top. Uh-huh. We were trying to, especially when mud season happens, we were trying to figure out how we can loop around and then not make the land look bad and then not get stuck. The bush that's there right now, like I said, her father's coming to lift it. Because there's just a bush there, but if that bush is gone, it creates a huge gap to go around. It makes it even bigger. Because I want, like, someone might come in with a pickup truck. Someone might come in. I just want them to be able to go in, come out, and not be any problems. I don't want no one getting stuck in the snow, all those things. And that's why I told Roger, I'll pay him.
A UPS truck on the 4th. I don't know why it came on the 4th, but it came up there, but people were going to the store or go to JP.
And you can curb around.
Park, water park. They went, we was going out. The trucks were coming in. And it was no hard way of getting in or out. They he went this way and turned right, where it still faces.
And I still want to have Roger do the road. Like when he told me about the plowing, I'm like, that saves us. I was only using the four wheeler because I'm like, I thought that was all obligation. But once he said, once he gave me the price, I'm like, you got the machinery. You got the truck. You got the plow. We'll pay you no problem. We're paying Roger no problem.
I had no choice because for me, it was health protection, an ambulance coming in or something, one of my tenants or something like that, or fire protection.
Right.
And without having that road opened up wide enough, not just the width of a four-wheeler, because we couldn't get a... like I said, we couldn't even get my septic tank truck, the company that I had for septic, to come in on that road. That's when I explained to Andre that, hey, we got to do something different on that there. You know?
We hired him right away.
You can you can open your road with a four-wheeler for all you want, because I won't go up there. I did it before with Big Bear Real Estate, and it's a heck of a road to try to pull up, to plow out. So I just did away with it. I said, Andre, you take care of the road, your driveway. I'm going to take care of the road. And like I said, the understanding is that according to my deed that I've got right here, there's three of us that were on this right-of-way road at the time when my deed was written. Since then, they've moved out. People have moved out. And now I understand that the gentleman across the street that's building the log cabin, I don't know how he did it, but he has a deed to that road, too.
Okay.
I can't figure that out, you know. But according to what I've seen in the paperwork, he has a deed to that road, which I haven't contested because I've only talked to this gentleman once. I understand he's from Connecticut. He's not a big talker or anything, so I have, you know, I say hi to him, I wave to him. And mind your own business.
Right. So,
Terry, can I ask you something? Who is it that's building the log cabin across the road?
Bratchell.
Who?
Last name Bratchell.
That's what
Tom and Jacqueline Bratchell.
Oh, that's and they're listed as a property owner. Yeah. A budding property owner. Any other questions regarding the signage? Entertain a motion to... Approved?
Yep.
Okay.
Make a motion.
With the condition that directional signage indicating an in and out entrance, you know, to mitigate the flow of traffic.
Absolutely.
So, for traffic flow. So, with that will be the condition of approving the signage. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you,
guys.
I'm actually ready for all of you guys. When do you... We're going to have it. We're going to have it for you guys.
And cornbread.
I'm trying to do early December.
I don't know if you know about that. Wonderful.
And you're good. Robert,
nope.
They just get this one. No, you need to make it. Oh, great. Thank you.
Sometimes I'm with family and all that. It's so respectable. It's unbelievable. Everything they're asked to do, they do. I mean, he just came back from Hanover. He's been down there to have teeth pulled and everything, you know, today.
He's here tonight.
You know, they're very good people.
I promise y'all, when y'all try the chili, that's all I can tell you.
Yeah, I think Andre, like some people...
We're trying to do early December.
Andre,
we did samples, like I went up to JP because I met, you know, Susan? She's always in the administrative office. We were giving out samples, like I went to the general store, I went to J Village store, and we were giving out samples and like, people just couldn't believe it. They were just like, there's no way this can... I'm like... I can't say nothing about it. It's one of those just try it type things. My mother's been doing it for years.
He was a baby in Cambridge. We used to deliver it to corporate offices.
Yeah.
And everything, her homemade chili.
People try to buy it off of her. She won't sell it.
And all of that.
All right.
Yeah. Just to go, she have all of the warming cups, all of that, everything. And stuff, even a little peekaboo bag.
Nice. Do I sign anything here?
Nope, you're good. That's your coffee.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good luck, man.
All right,
Roger. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.